Well, as we continue to follow the news in the presidential race, we're also keeping an eye on Senate races around the country, including a tight race in Pennsylvania. For our weekly Senate Tracker series, today we're looking at the race between incumbent Republican Senator Pat Toomey and his challenger, Democrat Katie McGinty. Dave Davies has been following the race. He's senior reporter at WHYY in Philadelphia. Hi, Dave.
Hey, Jeremy.
Well, tell us more about Pat Toomey's campaign here and how closely he's aligning himself with Trump, or the opposite.
Yeah, he has a pretty awkward and distant relationship with Trump. You know, this is a state that has about a million more registered Democrats than Republicans, and they tend to turn out in presidential years. So this is a more challenging political terrain for Toomey than it was when he ran 6 years ago. And the problem for him is that, you know, Trump is just very off-putting to a lot of the moderate and independent voters he wants to appeal to. So he's really dancing around it. He avoids talking about Trump, especially in front of a microphone. He did a written op-ed piece in a newspaper a few weeks ago in which he said he was very troubled by the Trump candidacy. He was appalled by his vulgarity. And despite all that, he said he is inclined to support the nominee of the party, but didn't commit to it and has not yet endorsed Donald Trump.
And how is he viewed by voters? What's his record like?
Well, he's a very conservative one-term senator. He was in Congress before that. But he's not – doesn't have a hard-edged, angry, polarizing style. And he wants to present himself as a sort of pragmatic public servant, somebody with strong beliefs but who is willing to work with Democrats. One of the things he points to is that after the Sandy Hook killings, he cooperated with West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin on an effort to increase gun background checks. It didn't go anywhere, but he banked some points, I think, with more moderates. And by the way, Michael Bloomberg has endorsed him in this race, in part citing that. But the Trump thing is very inconvenient. And, you know, the interesting thing, Jeremy, is that it's not just with moderate voters. The other side is a problem, too. If Trump advocates feel that Toomey is running away from him, they may not turn – they may not vote for him. They're not going to vote for a Democrat. But if they don't vote for Toomey, that's a problem.
Let's listen to an attack ad that his campaign put out recently.
Who will do more to keep us safe? Katie McGinty supports the Iran deal that enriches our enemies, applauds closing Guantanamo prison and moving its terrorists to the U.S. McGinty would allow sanctuary cities that even many Democrats say are too dangerous.
So that's the Toomey's way of painting Katie McGinty. What should we know about her?
Well, she's 53 years old, never held public office, ran for governor 2 years ago unsuccessfully, has been in and out of the private sector in the energy sphere, renewable energy in particular, and was a state environmental official. She loves to emphasize her humble roots. She's the ninth of 10 kids, son of a Philadelphia cop and a restaurant hostess. Emphasizes traditional Democratic messages about, you know, economic insecurity and fairness in the justice system, and attacks Toomey as conservative and out of touch with the state.
And here she is speaking recently at the Democratic National Convention. She first outlined some of the problems facing the country and then said Americans had a choice.
We could respond with more scapegoating and fear-mongering. That's the tact of Donald Trump and my opponent, Pat Toomey. Blame the Mexicans, blame the Muslims, blame the government, build a wall.
So there she is at the DNC. Has she been aligning herself with Hillary Clinton?
Well, I think with in some respects, yes. You know, Pennsylvania has never sent a woman to the United States Senate, and there are no women in its congressional delegation. So I think connecting to the history-making character of a Clinton presidency is helpful for her in some audiences. On the other hand, you know, polls show Clinton is pretty unpopular in a lot of the states, so that's a balancing act for her.
What do the polls say at this point?
They show the race is very tight. Some show Toomey a point or two ahead. Most recently, McGinty had a little bit of a surge, but everybody pretty much rates it as a toss-up.
When you're running for the Senate in Pennsylvania or any statewide office, do you have to spend most of your time in the cities in Philadelphia and Pittsburgh or all across the state, or how do you campaign?
Well, you know, you kind of figure it out by media market. The there are vote-rich areas in Philadelphia and particularly the Philadelphia suburbs. And I think that's going to be the real battleground, those sort of conservative Democrats and moderates and independents that both sides want to appeal to. And that's the Philadelphia media market. It's really expensive to advertise there. You have a similar thing in Pittsburgh. So I think those will be key areas in this campaign.
The famous Bucks County, Montgomery County swing area of this country. Dave Davies at WHYY. Thank you so much.
My pleasure, Jeremy.